News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. Today, we continue our series of that one play. Got one of the great ones from Ravens history. Not they aren't all pretty great, but this is a very cool one. Tony Banks to Shannon Sharp for 29 yards for the Ravens' first win over Jacksonville in 2000. And here to talk to me about it is Greg Luke. Greg, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great to have you on again. You've been on now two or three times now, but a veteran of the show. Really appreciate you coming on and contributing a topic like this, which is a great one. So kind of set us up, Greg. Where were the Ravens at this point?
Well, they had come off an 8-8 season, which for them being young was actually a success given the two previous. But there was kind of an excitement. You didn't know what you were going to get, but you knew the defense was going to be good. You had no idea about the offense, but we had Billick the guru running things. So we were hopeful. And we had just come off the 16-0 beating of the Steelers in Pittsburgh. I was at that game in the previous one in December. That was the only two times I've been to Pittsburgh.
Good choices.
Yeah, and they were. And the offense against Pittsburgh in the previous year, Ismail lit him up for 3 touchdowns in the third quarter. It was a great, exciting game. So you had, we knew the defense was going to be good. There was a lot of hope in the offense, even though it was Tony Banks and Trent Dilfer as the quarterbacks, but you could see they were explosive.
They had actually a little more hope for Tony Banks at this point, because he'd been, I think, 17-8 touchdowns, interceptions in 99. And it really been the guy who brought the Ravens back. They'd had that 4-game winning streak at the end of the year. Well, not quite at the end, but the 4 to the next to last game. That really was the start of the dynasty, as far as I'm concerned. That's the Ravens as we know them today, began with that 41-14 win over the Titans in 99. And they were still kind of riding that high at this point after that 16-0 shutout of the Steelers.
Yes, and it was, after we beat the Steelers, I went to, back then, the ESPN zone to do a show that, I don't remember what the show was, but I was an attendee. Peter Boulware was the guest, and at one point I was given the chance to make a statement or ask a question, and I asked him if he realized that if they beat Jacksonville, that they would be alone in first place because they'd be 1-0 in the division and every other team, but I think the Titans had lost in week one, and sure enough, that turned out. So we had that anticipation that we had something here.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's roll into the game itself, which is a nightmarish Jekyll and Hyde affair for the Ravens. And this is, I just have an interesting story to tell personally about this. Is it's one of the few times I've ever had to miss a Ravens game, a home game. And my wife went, and she sat there, and she never lets me forget about this. She still talks about it to this day. I was at that game. I remember how good that was. I had to play in a pool tournament. And so if you're in Baltimore, the pool leagues are very big, and we're in the green room, and mm-hmm. you know, making it to the green room is a big deal as far as that went at the time. Anyway, we had some fun doing that, but we lost there. And so it was on the ride home that I'm actually hearing them give up the touchdown. And then the last drive with thanks. I don't want to give away too much, but take us kind of through the game from the beginning, from your perspective.
Well, if I could interject one thing, this was my wife and I bought season tickets in 2000. We were married in that year, bought season tickets. And so this was my first game as a season ticket holder.
Cool.
As well. So the setup for the game was we came out with this anticipation, going to play really good defense, and we're down 17-0 at the end of the first quarter, and the place was as silent as a tomb. It was just the air quickly went out. Jimmy Smith's getting touchdowns every time he touches the ball, it seemed like, and then slowly they started to eat back away at that, and then it got the place went from being silent to being incredibly loud, and then, as we'll talk about later, went incredibly silent again. It was quite the roller coaster ride of a game.
So 17-0, then 23-7 at halftime. And kind of take us through the beginning of the second half. Jimmy Smith, you mentioned 15 for 291 on that day. There's never been another day as a receiver like that against the Ravens, the three touchdowns. He won the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, I believe. He might have been player of the week for that matter, but take us through the second half.
Well, I don't remember the exact sequence of, but we had the two touchdowns of Travis Taylor. I believe the first, did he score the first one in the first half?
Yes.
Yes. So I believe we had one to Ia Madejo and one to Jermaine Lewis as well. At that point, Banks had four touchdown passes.
Yeah, so the Jermaine Lewis one was with 10 minutes to go, and that was the one that put the Ravens up in the game. Yeah. It was a huge moment, just a nice wide-open time throw into the back of the end zone. Wonderful kind of thing. Put them up 29-26, but that didn't last.
No. And we traded field goals, so then that made it, 32-29, I guess, like that. And Then Jacksonville gets the ball back. They're driving, and all of a sudden, he takes a long shot down the field, bounces off of McCardle's hands. For a moment, you're thinking, great, and then Jimmy Smith is there, catches it. Starks goes to tackle him at about the 10-yard line, misses it, and, of course, Smith goes in for a touchdown, and that's when it went back to being tombstone quiet again. Mm-hmm. But that's actually a good thing, as we saw, this is the day after the Super Bowl. We saw last night where the Chiefs smartly didn't run in for that touchdown at the end, but laid down so they could run the clock out. Jacksonville left us what turned out to be a minute 48 to start the last drive.
Good point, because that awareness, it wasn't really present in the NFL in the way it is today. People are much more aware of on-field win probabilities today than they used to be. But, it was one of those times where Jacksonville probably would have liked to delay that touchdown a little bit and try and kick for the tie or throw for the win.
Yes. And then we started. So after that, we were on our own 24, 1:48 left. And probably the best series of passes Tony Banks threw. Well, maybe not going back to Pittsburgh with the previous year, but those segment of passes in that drive was probably some of his best of his career. And it's got us down to the 29-yard line, and there we are.
Yeah, so I want to talk about the move up the field just a little bit, because Qadri Ishmael lost from this game.
Yes.
Travis Taylor, obviously very heavily covered at this point after the damage he caused in the game. So it ended up Billy Davis, who was a special teamer for the Ravens, was on the field significantly. Now, Billy Davis is probably best known by Ravens fans of the era as getting called out by Jerry Glanville at halftime for outstanding kick coverage in the Super Bowl that year. Uh-huh. And but he had something like three catches in his career with the Ravens. It might have been three in this season, but two of them were second and 10 conversions on that final drive that took him down to the 29-yard line. And just a couple times he ends up being wide open in the middle of the field. Banks, and largely because of the time remaining that you pointed out before, was able to use the middle of the field on that drive.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that, because I rewatched the game in preparation for that, not just that last drive, but when we got to the last drive and Billy Davis caught a pass, it was like, I forgot he was even on the team. And then he catches another one, another big one. And so quite unusual. Again, Ismail lost what maybe the first series of the game. And again, as you noted, Travis Taylor caught a couple of touchdowns. They started paying attention to him and Billy Davis's. And Sharp didn't catch a pass against the Steelers in the previous week. So he had his first catch earlier in this game as a Raven. And then, of course, the one we're going to talk about.
Yeah, he had 6 targets for 21 coming into this final play. So 3.5 yards a target. Wasn't having a big day, and certainly hadn't had a big start to his Ravens career in 7.5 quarters or almost 8 quarters at this point.
And that probably would.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and money line.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.
Was due to the fact that looking at this lineup, you're thinking Ismail and Sharp are the two guys that they're going to try to throw to. So that's who they paid attention to. And because Taylor was a rookie. And so it may have been the reason he didn't see a lot of action up until then. But he got the action right at the appropriate time for us. And, do you want to move on now to talk about that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're sitting there and now we're excited because we've driven down the field and we're getting to the point where maybe we can do this. And so he throws that Banks hits Sharp about the 2-yard line and they immediately hit Sharp, but he falls into the end zone and the place just exploded. It's been that loud a number of times while I was there, but that was probably the first time that it was ever that loud. It just the stadium went crazy. And Sharp gave us a little knee-knocking dance there, and I just remember that. And something I think happened to the team, I picked this play because I think this is when the Ravens went from being a loser, not only to Jacksonville the 10 times in a row or 8 is for Ravens, but they never had that aura of, we're going to win. But that seemed to change right here. You talked about in 99 when they got on that drop, that run. And it's true, that's probably where it really started, but I think this was the final click for this team. Even though they went without the touchdowns and all that stuff later on, at least as a fan, I never felt like we were done. You know, that you just had the feeling that things would start to get back together again, which of course we knew they did.
Yeah, I completely agree on that, by the way. And if you include the preseason, at this point, they'd won 10 out of 11 games. And I was very high on the 2000 Ravens going into that season, and even more high, obviously, at this point, because how couldn't you be? But we'd gotten used to winning. Really had gotten used to winning at that point. And kind of a shocking loss to Miami the following week. as kind of a setback. And then they really set things straight at home versus Cincinnati in week four. And, you know, the Pittsburgh win was impressive, but the win over Cincinnati is probably the greatest defensive effort ever at home.
Yeah, it was, I'm just looking it up now because I had
37-0.
37-0, but you have a much better memory than I do on these things.
I think that's the game that they had four. No, it might have been, they might have had four rushing yards in the game, or I may have it wrong. I always say this wrong, but it's the game most notably that Corey Dillon gave up. And I hope somebody will take that as a play, because it was a really special moment in 2000 Ravens history.
Yes, it was. It's the no moss game, and just absolutely destroyed him. It's also the game where Rob Burnett sacked Akili Smith, and
yep.
I was thinking, how is he going to get up? But he bounced up actually pretty quickly from that. But that was a devastating shot, and was a tone setter maybe for the rest of the year as well.
Yeah, so it was definitely one of the highlights they keep showing now is him. I mean, he's right underneath his chin with his helmet. I mean, today it'd be an illegal hit, but you know, at the time, you know, we were still playing football, so
And if you watch, it's amazing Smith holds on to the ball. He's got three fingers holding it to his chest and manages to keep it while he's plowing it in the ground. So that's one good thing he did. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like we didn't actually have Rock'em Sock'em Robots when we were kids, but it had that kind of a look to it. Yeah. You hit the thing under the chin and its head pops off. It was like that for Akili Smith in that moment.
If anybody should have had the right to step out of that game and not come back, it was probably Smith and not Corey Dillon.
and then the water buffalo came on to finish the game. But anyway, at Jacksonville win, just a marvelous, iconic milestone for this franchise in terms of what it meant. Any other memories you take away from it?
I remember coming down the ramps and just the noise was still really loud, and leaving the stadium, the excitement, the celebration was as big as I can recall. And just as I mentioned, just had a real feeling that this was something we had something here.
I love games like that. And the one that I can recall that, you know, is similar in nature is that 2003 game against Seattle that they won in overtime, where even though there was an overtime period and even though the Ravens, you know, had done a lot of their amazing work at the end of regulation to get the game won, the energy level outside the stadium was still you're still inside it. And and the noise inside that stadium that day with half the crowd gone was incredible.
People started bailing out and I gave it a thought for a minute. And then I thought, you know what, why am I going to fight all these people? I'm just going to sit here and just relax and not get into all that. And I'm of course glad I did for that. But and of course we got away with the clock not running when it should have. So.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, Greg, a complete pleasure to have you on as always. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
The only place I really am online is at the Russell Street Report, the boards there. I'm just Greg, very simply. And I don't participate because people understand football and the intricacies more than I do generally. I'm more of a fan. I consider myself a very knowledgeable fan. Like last night, my sister-in-law.
Well, you're right.
My sister-in-law had a Super Bowl party, and my wife said, "Do you want to go over to that?" And I said, "Not really, because I don't like watching football games with non-fans." Right? it's not that I'm nasty about it or anything, but I'm interested in the football and not the socialization when the game's actually on. But I like to read. I like to listen to your podcast. A lot of knowledge from there and a few other ones, but. I do appreciate you. The offensive line stuff is great that you do because it makes you as a fan aware of things that otherwise you wouldn't notice. But then I start to notice, second level blocking, coming off a double team to get back into the second level, that kind of thing, and it makes my appreciation for those guys. Everybody wants wide receivers, but I'm very happy with our offensive line, and I hope we can come back with that line or very similarly next year.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thanks for kind words. Now, other folks out there, if you'd like to be on this show and do a play just like Greg did, there are a lot of great plays in Ravens history. This franchise has a very proud history in a relatively short period of time. But hit me up with your idea with a DM on Twitter. I'll get right back to you. A bunch of great ones have not been taken yet, and I'd love to see them be taken. I'm going to try and put a few out every few days, just as suggestions for ones that have not been taken. But appreciate you, Greg, taking one from back as far as 2000. And, you know, we're a little bit older. We're weathered fans to some degree at our age, of similar vintage, I would say. Sure. But we have to realize also there's a whole group of younger fans, including a number who would be about 20 right now, 18, 19, 20 right now, might not remember the 2000 season. Well, they don't remember the 2000 season at all, but I'm about to do one in 2009, and they probably don't remember that either.
Yeah, it's amazing. We talked before about being kids and not remembering the significant Orioles and Colts, but they really are missing something. If you can go back and watch these games for free, and this season was really special. And some of them are brutal to watch with the not scoring touchdowns for five games, but it was a setup. It was a setup for a great thing to happen.
That's outstanding. And I don't know about you, Greg, but I've come to mark time by sports very much. I mean, let's see, what was happening with the Orioles or Colts at that time, or the Ravens? It very much gives me good milestones to work with, a framework of time for that.
And just one more note before we go. If you go back and watch those games, you really have to marvel at the defense. We talked about a touchdown today from the offense, but the defense, for a long stretch of games, was just really needed to just get 10 points to win the game. That's all we needed on offense. It was amazing.
Yeah, very much. Well, Greg, thanks so much for coming on.
Sure. Great to be here.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
All right.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.